This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, January 7th. Well, obviously yesterday was a very historic day and obviously a very sad day in the end. But the siege on Capitol Hill is obviously over, and the Senate reconvened and certified the Electoral College. And Mike Pence, our vice president, did his constitutional duty. So Joe Biden is definitely the next president. And all the uncertainty is gone. And Wall Street likes the fact that there's no uncertainty anymore. So that's the most positive news. And that's why the market's rallying, because there's nothing to derail the market right now. Now, I'm amazed that the dollar didn't get hit yesterday, because obviously the optics of the Capitol Hill siege weren't very good around the world. But the dollar's rallying today. So it's celebrating that uncertainty in America is as diminished. And the 10-year treasury continues to rise. It's now 108 and climbing. Obviously, they're anticipating a lot of deficit spending. Obviously, one of the first things that might happen after Joe Biden becomes president is the $2,000 stimulus checks to the most citizens. So we'll see how all that unfolds. Obviously, President Trump was calling for that as well. Speaking of President Trump, he did, after Congress certified the Electoral College, he did commit to an orderly transition of power. So that's positive. But he's obviously increasingly isolated now. There's been a lot of White House resignations in the wake of what happened. So I'm sure President Trump will resurface after Joe Biden takes over, and I suspect we'll have Trump TV and all that stuff. But we'll see what happens. I mean, it's just time for everybody to cool off right now. So with all that said, let's get to the stock market a little bit more. The economic news is still positive, but it's not perfect, okay? And let me give an example. The trade deficit is surging. And as the trade deficit gets bigger, that's going to cut GDP estimates. Now, right now, the Atlanta Fed, okay, lowered its fourth quarter GDP estimate to 8.6%. But the news today that the trade deficit got bigger in November could just cause another downward revision, okay? The other news today was the new claims for unemployment were essentially flat, so that was encouraging. So the hottest things out there, in case you haven't noticed, are the green stocks, okay? We have the solar stocks, you know, Enphase Energy and Solar Edge. They make the inverters for the solar panels to the power walls and the grid. There's other stocks out there that are hot, but Tesla is obviously one of the leaders, okay? And I'll be very curious about Tesla, because they've been making virtually all their money on European tax credits, and they slipped to fourth in Europe in the fourth quarter. So Volkswagen Group via VW, Audi, and Porsche is now outselling Tesla in Europe. Now, in Tesla's defense, they don't have the Model Y over there yet, and they will be building that at their Berlin factory later this year. But Tesla was literally making all its money from these tax credits, and they're essentially carbon credits. The automotive companies in Europe have to have a certain carbon goal, and if they don't hit it, they pay fines, but they can buy credits from Tesla. And Fiat Chrysler was the big one. Honda is now buying tax credits from Tesla. So I have had a hard time getting a handle on that, okay? And when I do gap accounting, Tesla does not make money net of the tax credits. So I'm not saying there's anything bad with Tesla. I'm just saying that's something I have to keep an eye on. And the folks that control the S&P 500 obviously thought Tesla was making money, because they added the index. You can't be out of the S&P without making money. But these tax credits are going to diminish, and maybe Tesla has such economies of scale, it'll be fine. Clearly, the Shanghai plant's doing very, very well. Jim Cramer today said that Tesla can make a car cheaper than everybody else. And that may eventually be true at the Austin or Berlin factories, but it's not true in Fremont. And Shanghai is becoming increasingly efficient. So every time they open a new plant, they'll become more efficient. But the Germans are very good at making cars, and Volkswagen's very automated. And I think Tesla's being a little overhyped right now. So I'm waiting to see when the green stocks will cool off here a bit, but they've been hotter than hot lately. And as far as our stocks are concerned, you know, we're doing fine. It is a washing machine still, you know, so stuff that might be up today will be down tomorrow, etc. The biggest winners on Wednesday were the gun stocks. You know, they're going to back and fill now a bit. They went up a little bit too quickly. But I do think that Wall Street has some bubbles brewing, and they're going to have to prick those bubbles. So this earnings announcement season we're having is going to be a big deal, where it's all going to boil down to what have you done for me lately? What is your guidance? And I do think that the market's going to get a little bit more narrow here in the upcoming weeks. So we're fine because we're locked and loaded with some of my spur stocks that are going to have phenomenal fourth quarter results and very good first quarter guidance. But I do want you to know the breadth of the market might start to lose some mojo here. So that's it. That's my main comments. At least all the uncertainty is over now, and we can grow and prosper. And it'll be interesting what kind of stimulus the Biden administration is going to do to get the economy back on track. There's a lot of states holding the U.S. back, and there's other states that are growing and prospering. So it's going to be fascinating to watch everything unfold, but it is time to grow and prosper. And of course, the Biden administration will get at least 100 days without a lot of criticism, because it'll be a honeymoon with them in the media for a while. So I still expect pretty smooth sailing between now and May. If we're going to have any little stutter step or pause in the market, it'll probably be in mid-February after earnings come out. But otherwise, folks, it's still lock and load time, especially for us with the good earnings. So hang on, enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier, and I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.